Bloomberg Surveillance with Ken Pruitt and Tom Keene. Listen on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Now available free for both iPhone and Android devices.
You know, I do Twitter, I do Facebook, and Bloomberg came to me through our good social media people. Social Emily and Social Katie said, "You got to do LinkedIn, Michael." And I was like, "Nah, I really don't want to do it." So then I did it. And all I can do is say, wow. The mathematics behind it, the whole thinking of what they're doing is amazing. They've got earnings today. Joining us, William Sutherland with Northland Capital Markets on LinkedIn, the one big success of all these new companies. Bill, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
I think I'm good. How is LinkedIn different than it was 12 months ago?
Other than it has Tom Keene.
Well, forget about that.
Well, it does have a whole lot more people on it, that's for sure. Its growth has been edging down from 100% in terms of adding members, but it's just been just a very steady, strong growth, and it's partly because they're increasingly going outside the U.S. and adding members all over the world.
What's the value to adding members? I mean, how are they going to monetize that?
Right. Well, this gets thrown into the bucket with Facebook, et cetera, but it's really got a different model. If you look at it, about 3/4 of revenue are subscription-based, and most of that is from the recruiting business. And then 1/4 of the business is social media, really directly related to how Facebook monetizes. So what they're doing is by increasing the membership, by increasing the activity of the members on the site, they become that much more valuable to recruiters in terms of their ability to find passive candidates and fill slots. And that's really the model, and that's why it's, to my mind, a much stronger model.
Hey, can I ask an obvious question? Do I understand this year you've got revenues all in of $1.5 billion? Is that right?
That's for 2013.
That's a small company to me. If this thing is that great, and I'm dazzled by it, aren't they like at the top of the list of M&A candidates? I mean, wouldn't somebody come in and overpay for this, much like Faceback overpaid for Instagram? I'm going to kill you on that, Bill. Is it somebody you're supposed to buy this thing?
Certainly possible, but I don't think likely. I just think, I haven't thought too hard about where that would fit. I just think they're kind of early innings.
Yeah,
and it's going to be a much bigger company. It's going to be in 5 years. Do the math, right?
A bigger company because it has more subscribers, but is it going to be in different business lines?
Well, interesting question. I think they've got enough addressable market in everything they've staked out to keep growing. I've got a 40%. Compound annual growth rates for the next 4 years. Now, in addition to what they're known for, which is mostly the recruiting side, I think what you're going to find is some other subscriptions becoming really important. And one that's very small right now that could become, a real needle mover is Sales Navigator. I don't know if you guys have checked it out, but it's a way for anybody with a book of business, and it could be a one-person salesperson or a sales force. It's just a lead generator inside LinkedIn, and that's getting pretty rapid adoption.
When I look at this, the idea here is the Rolodex, as somebody mentioned this morning, and the idea that companies go in and they're out there looking for people. Give us an idea of the transaction cash that somebody puts up. If I'm a big company, what do I pay LinkedIn to go out there and look for the 35 key employees I need in 2013?
LinkedIn actually doesn't lift a finger. They charge the enterprise client on the order of $8,000 a year. And for that, the recruiter gets, all the tools necessary to find those passive candidates. But that's really how it works.
It seems like an incredible bargain. I mean, to go out and find one employee, I've been advised it costs tens of thousands of dollars for a given company. Mm-hmm. Is that almost priced too cheaply?
Well, it certainly gives them pricing flexibility. One of the things I'm thinking about this year is there could be a pretty significant price increase in the core enterprise product.
Yeah.
And so I think that is in the cards. But, they're kind of I'll say one thing that they've had to work against in terms of the viewpoint, and that is they've been known as a little harder to find candidates because of the inconsistency of the profiles that people fill out. And so what they've been working very hard to do is improve that. And but that's one reason I think maybe it looks like a bargain.
Give us your enthusiasm for the stock right now. You know, we do Groupon gloom, Zynga gloom, Faceback gloom. I'm kidding again. LinkedIn down 80 cents right now, 124.875. But when you look at this, Bill, what is the enthusiasm at $124 a share?
Well, okay. It's not a cheap stock. And, you know, the way I kind of think about the upside in this story is to think about its model relative to, you know, a couple of names with kind of a similar valuation. And these are the SaaS names, right? These are the Salesforce.com kind of valuations. And if you look at next year, 2014, for LinkedIn, it's selling kind of similar in terms of price to revenue, price to EBITDA. But the growth rate, certainly next year, is probably going to be north of 40%, whereas Salesforce.com, for instance, will probably be in the 20s. So much faster growth, right. And now the valuation is beginning to get to something that people can kind of get their head around, whereas before it was, it was a pretty big bet.
Very good. Bill Sutherland, thank you so much.
Listen to Bloomberg Surveillance weekday mornings at 7 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013, Bloomberg LP.